אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד עשר הספירות.
We're reading the study of the ten spherot. Page 2049. Item 42. Relevant questions may be asked in the lesson. Item 44. Page 2049, column 2, item 44. What are three clothings in the body? In every degree, there are three prinot, ibur yenika mochin of achor, and ibur yenika mochin of panim. Because the degree is divided to vak and gar. And ibur yenika mochin of vak are called ibur yenika mochin of achor, of the posterior, of the back, and they are called in general the kilim, the vessels of the degree, or its guf, its body. And ibur yenika mochin of gar are called ibur yenika mochin of panim, and they are called in general the mochin and the lights of the degree. And they're called ibuy and kamochin of the back. They're called the three clothings of the guf, of the body. And ibuy and kamochin of panim are called the three clothings of the mochin. Again, item 44. What are three clothings of the guf? In every degree, there are three prinot of ibur yenika mochin of achor and ibur yenika mochin of panim. Because the degree is divided in general to vak and to gar. And ibur yenika mochin of vak are called ibur yenika mochin of achor. And they are called in general the vessels of the degree, or its body. And ibur yenika mochin of gar is called ibur yenika mochin of panim. And they are called in general the mochin and the lights of the degree. And they are called ibur yenika mochin of achor. They are called as the three clothings of the guf. And ibur yenika mochin of panim are called the three clothings of the mochin.
Questions?
Well, ask.
Ask, what can you do? I see only you study.
No, everyone is studying. He says there is ibur yenika mochin of achor,
which is building of the kli.
He says there is also ibur yenika mochin of panim, of the face,
which is the clothing of the light.
What's the difference?
I just said it.
Didn't hear. Didn't understand.
You have ibur yenika mochin, three stages for the building of the kli, and three stages for the entrance of the light into the kli, called panim.
That's what I ask. So what's the difference between the internality of what you're saying now and then achor? What's the difference in these actions?
The posterior, achor, is the preparation of the vessel, correction of the vessel. And the clothing of the light in the corrected vessel is called panim, face.
In every degree this exists?
In every degree. Every degree, every state, we have achor v'panim, posterior and face. There are also more differences, but in general, this is what it is. The building of the vessel is called achor, posterior, and the filling of the vessel is called panim, face. You don't want to ask? Let's go.
Item 45, what is the revelation to the discernment of nekiva, female? The revelation of the form of nekiva means starting the rooting of the second restriction done in Yisut, in the first fulfillment of Havaya of Sag, also called Beten. Because there, the mitu are corrected and connect and become a pertsuf as the integration of mercy with judgment. However, in the first three pertsufim, Atik, Arichanpin, and Abba Ve'ima Ilain, there is no discernment of female there, because even Yud Kei Desag, which are Abba Ve'ima of Yeshut, they too are with the fulfillment of Yudin and not in Aleph. to show that the second restriction that's in the first fulfillment is not dominant there at all.
Again,
what is the revelation to the state of Nekeva, female? It means starting the rooting of the second restriction that was done in Yesut, in the meaning of Aleph, of the fulfillment of Vav, of Havaya Desag, which is also called Beten. Because there, the Zayin Melachim of Midu are scrutinized, mitigated, corrected, and connected, becoming a Parzuf, with the meaning of the integration of mercy with judgment. However, in the first three, Parzufim, Atik, Arichanpin, and Abba Ve'imailein, there is no recognition of female there. Because even Yud Kei Desag, which are Abba Ve'imo of Yesut, they too are with the fulfillment of Yudin and not in Aleph, to show that the second restriction explained in the first fulfillment is not in dominance there at all.
We have
Shorosh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet, five discernments, five Chinot. We have Havaya, Kutso Shel Yud, the tip of the Yud, Yud K Vav K. We have five Sfirot, and we also have Bina among them. And until half of Bina, Bina's essence is Chochmah, it has nothing of its own. Keter wants to bestow, Chochmah receives, Bina wants to be similar to Keter and Chochmah, and by to be similar to them, to resemble them, it needs to be like them, meaning to give birth and to bestow. And that's what's become of Zat of Bina. So we have Atik, Arichanpin, if we're talking about Atzilut, and here's Yeshut, Zat of Bina, and this is Zon, Zeranpin and Nukva. So all of our expressions, all of our work, everything we have to do is to connect in Yeshut, the belly, Beten of Abba Vima, or of Yesut, or upper Bina, Binaila, but it doesn't matter. The important thing is the belly. Why? Because this is the place for Zivug, for birth, for pregnancy. It's all called Beten, belly. And this is the scrutiny of all the kings. These are all the broken kings, Melachim. And they ascend to Zat of Bina, and from there they are sorted, scrutinized, and from there new parts of him are born, more corrected, and they join and join and join until everyone joins, and it's the end of correction. This is what he's saying. Again, what is the revelation for the Bchina, or the discernment of Nekeva? The female. The revelation of the discernment of Nekeva, meaning the beginning of the rooting of the second restriction that happens in Yesut, is the letter Aleph, right? It's clear to us. This is Galgal Tevenaim, below is Achap, and in the middle is the Pasa. So there are parts in the vessel that are above the Pasa, and there are those that are below the Pasa. Kagal Tavanaim above the Pasa, Achap below the Pasa. Here in the Achap, we have Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction. And above the Pasa, we have Tzimtzum Aleph, first restriction. Typically, that's how you can divide it. So he's saying, the revelation of the discernment of Nekeva means the rooting of second restriction that happens in Yirsut as the letter Aleph of the filling of Vav of the Havaya of Sag. If we call this Yud K Vav K, then in Sag we have Vav Aleph Vav. This is the filling of the name of that letter. So you have an addition of Aleph inside the Sag, which is called Tzimtzum Bet. Second restriction took place in the Kudot of Sag, that is also called Beten, belly, as the Hey Aleph of Milui Vav of Havaya of Sag, called Beten, belly. Where does it happen? What is, why is so this Vav is called Beten, belly? Because it's a special place. It's like Keter for a new reality. The womb is like Keter, it's like a creator for the lower ones. Because there, the seven kings that died get sorted, scrutinized, and they are mitigated and corrected and connect and become a Partsuf from everything you can correct. When the measure of mercy, Rachamim, is merges with the measure of judgment, Din. It's not like the upper, the true Keter, all the way up there, everything is pure. Here, it's not the case. Here, the broken vessels undergo correction, and they become seemingly corrected, seemingly as like vessels of bestowal. What does it mean? What's the difference between Keter giving birth to the Patsuf, or Beten, the belly, Zat of Bina, giving birth to the Patsuf? Zat of Bina give birth to the Patsuf from a desire to receive that is mixed with the desire to bestow, and together with it enters into this partnership, and in this way the creator being, the creature, is born. Keter does not give birth to a creature. Specifically, the belly, Yirsut, Zat of Bina, there is the birth of the creature. Although in the first three Patsufim, Atik, Arichanpin, and Abavima, meaning Keter, Chochmah, and Bina, there is no semblance of Nekeva, the female, the desire to receive, the true desire to receive. Because even Yud K of Sag, which are Abba Ve'ima in Yirsut, Gav of Bina, they're also with the filling of Yudin and not Aleph, to indicate that the second restriction that is hinted at in the first restriction does not rule there at all. Okay?
Раф, он тут пишет, что эти желания подслащаются, исправляются и объединяются. Это касается нас тоже, такой порядок?
Раф, he says here that these desires are mitigated, are corrected and are connected. Is that the order that we go through as well?
Right.
What does it mean, mitigated?
Mitigated is when the measure of bestowal connects to the measure of reception. The measure of reception becomes worthy, qualified for correction, for building. This is called mitigation, mitigation of judgment. I have a dish, let's say, some unappealing food. I add a little bit of sweet to it, I sweeten it, and now we can eat it. And also the reverse is also true. Without salt and pepper, you can also not eat it. Meaning, everything has to be mixed with the right measures.
Do I need to accept it, that it's sweet for me?
This happens according to your degree. If you give a child to eat what you eat, he wouldn't want it. It's not sweet enough, it's not soft enough. Rather, each one, according to his development, each one has new fillings that fit him.
He writes that In Gar, it's fulfillment of Yudin.
Yes.
Now we're talking of Sag, which is a pure Bina.
No, Bina's essence is Chokhmah. There's lots of Chokhmah in Sag. Sag is Gimel Bet. Expansion of Galgalta, then Ab, then Sag. Sag expands on Gimel Bet, meaning in Te'amim of Sag, he's got Chokhmah. There is Chokhmah there. And only when this Chokhmah ends in the general Tabur, then we have Nekudot of Sag. This is only Chassadim.
Can I ask a question about the previous letter? Ibur Yenika Mochin is the development of the Kli in Achoraim, meaning in stages, and then there's fulfillment, or it works?
In every degree, each and every degree, Achoraim and Panim, Achoraim and Panim. One after the other.
About the different Pchinot of Achoraim?
No. First you have to finish one discernment, then you build the second discernment, second Pchina. In each one there is Panim and Achoraim, face and posterior. You have to finish it. How do you build the second degree if the first, or the previous rather, is not concluded?
No, I mean in every degree there's one Pchina.
Ahoraim and Panim. First Ahoraim, then Panim. First posterior, then face. First posterior, then face.
In every Pchina?
In everything, down to the smallest detail. Oh, you woke up after 2 years?
About the previous illustration, Atik Arichan Pin and Abba Ve'ima, it says they're in Tzimtzum Aleph.
Seemingly, second restriction works on them, you're right. But we have to add each time. Second restriction is working on them, of course, but they're unrestricted. They do it only in order to take care of the lower ones.
Chassadim are there, and
how do you speak with little children? How do you talk to them? Just like that. They are also the same. This is called the diminution of the degrees. Adapting themselves to the lower ones by themselves. In and of themselves, there's nothing to correct about them.
The place of Bina, it's in the lower Hay or in Vav? In Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Bina is like that. It's full of discernments. Bina itself has this Keter. Then in it there's Chokhmah. Then in it there's Chokhmah. There's Bina, that's divides into Gar and Zat. And in its Zat, there's Zerampin and Malchut. Keter, that bestows in the matter, and in the lower ones, is already called Bina. Bina is not just it's a representation of the Creator in the lower ones. The action of the Creator in the lower ones in the matter and creation is Bina.
So when I order out there's Yud Kei Vav Kei, and then there's Ab Sag Mabon, right? So the Sag is supposed to be with respect to the He and not the Vav, and here it's with the Vav. Where? Here, I don't understand.
Oh, in the drawing.
It says here that the Vav, that's where the...
This is Sut?
No, they're in the corner there. There, yes, that's the one.
This one, yeah? Because it's expressed in this way. You're right. Let's make sure they don't get confused. You're right.
Yud Hei Vav Hei.
Okay. Right, could be him. You could think it's a mistake. That's it. Let's go.
Item 46. What is the expelling of the surrounding lights to the vessels of Achoraim? In Orot Mekifim, in the surrounding lights, there is no up and down, because they're both equal, but it's a matter of internal and external there, that the inner one is worse, and the more it is outer, then it is praised. And the external is more important than the internal circle, even when the external is below the internal, as known. Also, the Sof and the Siyum of the surrounding light is in their center, as known. And therefore, while the second restriction was done, and the Malchut that concludes it, that was below the Siyum of the Raglei Ak, it was in the place of Bina de Gufa of Tanhi de Ak, and before the coupling Malchut rose to Nikve Naim to couple with the upper light, then it fell from Chazen below this Partzuf to a vacant space of Tzimtzum Aleph, meaning below the Siyum of Raglei Ak, in the place of the innermost circle. Meaning closer to the middle point, which is the vacant space of Tzimtzum Aleph. Although after also the coupling Malchut rose to Bina Dereisha, called Nikve Naim, and it coupled there with the upper light, and the Igulim and Yosher of 10 Sfirot of Nikudim came there, and it then became the new Siyum to the Igulim and Yosher, the circles and lines of Tzimtzum Bet, meaning in the place of the Parsa of Atzilut, it follows that it becomes the middle point there instead of the Parsa. And there is the innermost Igul, which is the open space from all the Or Makif, meaning from the Siyum of all of the Or Makif. And everything that's below this central point, that's standing in the place of Parsa, which is below Atzilut, it is praised in a way that this point of Olam Hazeh, of this world, which is a vacant space of Tzimtzum Aleph, it is in the value of the Igulim of Tzimtzum Bet, is higher in quality than the point of Tzimtzum Bet standing in the place of Parsa, because it is more distant than the point of Siyum of the new Igulim. And it follows that the surrounding light, which comes from the force of Zivug of Heita Ta'a in Nikve Naim, it deported the external vessels, which fell below his Raglav, to the open space of Tzimtzum Aleph. Because from these new Igulim of Nikudim is the vacant space of Tzimtzum Aleph, and it is higher quality in quality from the open space and the vacant space, which is in the place of Parsa Vatilut. And the higher it is from the Siyum of Raglei Ak is worse, because it's closer to the vacant space of the new Tzimtzum. And therefore, the vessels from Chazen below of Tanhi and Ak can no longer be in the Siyum, in the end of Raglei Ak, because there is the more important place in the value of the new surrounding light. And they were departed above to the place they were at the start, that there they're closer to the internal circle, which is worse than the mole and is called the vacant space, which is close to the Parsa, which is below Atzilut.
Clear? If you raise your hand, is it clear to you or not? Not clear. Okay. The principle is extremely simple. By the way, the story is beautiful. Simple physics. If I have a field, the force of the field, let's say like that, it throws off everything that's inside the field and feels the forces of the field. It pushes it towards the center. It doesn't matter from where. It pushes it forward. Inside, rather. Because inside, in the center, is the zero point. And on this line, from the center point to the outer point, is, I don't know, voltage, I don't know how to call it, F1, F2, F3, different forces. The more it moves away from the center, there's a force that works on it to return it to the center. That's how it is. Simple. Now, that's clear? Is that clear? Or not? Who doesn't understand? Yochai, don't tell me you don't understand. You're just making fun of me. I can see according to your face. You understand everything. Chaim, what don't you understand? Chaim doesn't understand. I don't get it.
If you spoke of physics, usually it seems like things are thrown from the center outwards and not inside.
No, they're both kinds. One is pulling to itself. You're right, because here we're talking about a force of bestowal and not reception. If it's, for example, the earth or the sun or something, there's a pulling force, then it pulls to itself. Here, it's the other way around. The field quality, it's not a quality, the force of the field, H. This force works in such a way that it throws everything inside, and it's swallowed inside, like in a black hole. That's how it works. Just accept it like that. You have this kind and this kind. You have forces that throw things outside, and there are forces that pull things on the inside. You have two parts in the magnet, right? In everything, you have a thing and its opposite. There's no problem. So what's happening to us is something very interesting. When we have the second restriction, this is the taboo, this is siyum. So when we have tzimtzum alef, the first restriction, the center is here, at the end. This is the center of the first restriction. If we're talking about the second restriction, the center moves here to Bina, in the Kudot of Sag. So we have Igulim, circles around the second restriction, and we have circles around the first restriction. How do you say? Interference? No, in short, this combination, how they combine these two fields, the one field and the other field, it's very interesting. There are many things here. Not exactly as in our physics, because here you have qualities and their opposite qualities. But nevertheless, what's happening? Initially, we had Tzimtzum Aleph, first restriction. Then we had these circles, this number one. Then we had second restriction, the second set of circles. But when the second circles came out, In the first restriction, the vessels fall down. And then according to the first restriction, the worse they are, the lower they fall. But when the circles of second restriction come out, it turns out that these circles, that circle around the point of the second restriction, they circle in this way. So it turns out that those who fell lower, he's actually under the influence of a force that returns it to a higher point. Why? Because in the circles, the outer circle is stronger than the inner circle. We read it now. So he receives a stronger impulse to return. And he returns with a stronger force, with this level of a greater level of recognition of evil. That's what's good about it. Because if we fall and we get thrown out, the surrounding light works on us in such a way that is actually more powerful compared to those who didn't perform that many transgressions. But on the criminals, it works nice and strong. That's the moral of the story. We're going to the next part.
And before we do that, we'll sing a song.
באתי לעולם הזה בכדי לדעת לגלות עולם נסתר והוא היד יש כאלה אנשים להם חיכית והם רואים את מה שאף אחד לא רואה יש לי שאלה גדולה איך הגיע לגלות מה שגילו איך להניע תבחר לך סביבה טובה ותגיע ותגלה לך עולם מושלם שנעלם את עולמך תראה בחייך את עולמך חייך עוד בעולם הזה תראה עולמך באתי לעולם הזה בכדי לצמוח להשתנות ולגלות ולא לברוח מהגילוי שמחכה איתי לשמוח דרך חברים עוד תגלה נפלאות את עולמך תראה בחייך את עולמך תראה בחייך עוד בעולם הזה תראה עולמך את עולמך תראה בחייך את עולמך